This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, NRF to introduce new funding model and uvalo emphakathini kuhlahlelwe ikhehla. The time is 1 o'clock. Good afternoon. Mangosuthu University of Technology, in collaboration with the National Research Foundation, engaged in a consultative process held at the Council Chambers to deliberate on the reconfiguration of two discipline-based funding instruments, the Competitive Program for Rated Researchers and Competitive Support for Unrated Researchers. These two instruments are set to be replaced by a new set of thematic research funding instruments. Ntobeli Mieza, NRF Pre-Grants Administrator at MET's Research Directorate, said the introduction of the thematic research funding instruments marks a significant paradigm shift in the NRF's approach to research funding. Mieza also noted that this collaborative model aimed to optimize return on investment and enhance a long-term sustainability of South Africa's research enterprise. Unlike the previous individual-based funding model, the new instrument will support research groups composed of established, newly established, emerging, and new and next-generation researchers. These groups will be required to adopt multi-, inter-, or transdisciplinary approaches aligned with strategically identified themes. Siyabonga Khumalo continues to report.
Ntobeli Mieza, NRF Pre-Grants Administrator at MET's Research Directorate, said the introduction of the thematic research funding instruments marks a significant paradigm shift in the NRF's approach to research funding. He continued and said, "The key features of this new approach include a revised eligibility criteria, a strong emphasis on societal impact, a strategic focus on capacity development and succession planning, and a commitment to promoting the sharing of infrastructure, equipment, and other resources within and across institutions." For MET Radio News, I am Siyanda Khumalo.
In other news, ukukhula ukukhathazeka kwabakhele umasipala inkosi uMtubatuba kulandela izigameko zokubulawa kwasebekhulile kule ndawo. Kwasekamumva nje kutholwe isidumbu sikamnumzana Mandla Nkosi Nduza wasedukuduku kwandonyana. Iminyaka yakhe ilinganiswe ngaphezu kwengu-60. Sinamanxeba okungenxwa ehlathini eliseduze kwase-St Lucia. Kuthiwa isidumbu ebesilimele kakhulu sitholwe abantu abebedlula ngendlela ngolwesibili ekuseni basebehlaba umkhosi, kanti kusolwa ukuthi ubulawe ngayizolo. Lesi sigameko silandela esinye esenzeke ngoFebruwari kulonyaka eMfekayi, lapho kutholwa isidumbu sikankosikazi Nelisiwe Mdolofiya Bukhosini oneminyaka ye-94 endlini engahlali muntu futhi engenalo uphahla. Kuthiwa kwabonakala kusha umuzi kamufi owayehlala yedwa, nakwaba kwayindida ukungatholakali kwakhe endlini eyayisha kwazise wayehlala kuyo. Isidumbu sakhe satholakala kwenye indlu, kanti izihlobo zisola ukuthi wahudulwa wayofakwa kuyo. Okunye okwazimangaza ukutholakala kukamufi elele ebheke phezulu, ikhanda libheke ngasemnyango, kwase kuvalwa isicabha sendlu. Zithi zisola ukuthi umenzi wobubi washisa indlu udidisa umkhondo. Okhulumela lomasipala uMnumzane Khulekela Msweli uthi sezandile izigameko zokubulawa kwezaguga kule ndawo. Uthe emasontweni amathathu edlule kubulawe ikhehla lakwaSibiya ngokugwaza ngesikele ngumzukulu walo. Umsweli uthe umasipala unezinhlelo zokufundisa umphakathi ngokuphathwa kwabantu abadala. U-Amahle Mncwango uyasibikela kabanzi ngalolu daba.
Umsweli useveze ukuthi akazi noma yishwa yini ngoba ngolwesibili okuthole ngalo isidumbu sikaNzuza bekunomkhankaso wokuqwashisa ngokuhlukunyezwa kwabantu asebekhulile kuhanjiswane nenhlangano engenzi inzuzo i-Age in Action. Kanti ntambama ngalolo suku kuzovela umbiko ngalesi sigameko. Ngesikhathi-ke imeya kalomasipala uMnumzane Nxosi Mthethwa ihambele umndeni wakwaNzuza kuleli sonto ikhuze isihlava sokubulawa kwabantu abadala, yanxusa bezomthetho ukuba baqinise uphenyo zitholakale igilamkhuba ukuze umndeni nomphakathi bakwazi ukuhlala ngokuthula. Eyindabeni ze-MET Radio, ngingu-Amahle Wakwamncwango.
And finally, Naledi Apiwe, the young and talented South African artist who rose to fame after being featured on Chris Brown's song Shooter, has been making some impressive moves on the music industry. Recently, she collaborated with seasoned rapper K.O. on Togoza from the latest album Parasite. Speaking to independent media Lifestyle, Apiwe opened about her experience of working with the hitmaker. Apiwe added that she enjoyed working with the seasoned rapper and appreciated the valuable lessons he taught her about music industry. What is even more exciting for Naledi is that she worked alongside other industry heavyweights, including 25K and MT. As a young and upcoming artist, the 18-year-old shared that she grew up listening to the artists that she now gets to work with. When asked about her thoughts on Parasite, she described it as a great album for many favorites, particularly Paralove and Togoza. Her music career has been taking off with recent collaborations with artists like Plexi, CC, and Mawelele. Summary of our key headlines this hour: the NRF to introduce new funding model and uvalo emphakathini kuhlahlelwe ikhehla. That concludes our news update for this hour. Catch your next news bulletin at 2 o'clock. Reporting live on your MUT Radio News Desk, I am Khagazile Shinga.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.